USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia has condemned a U.S. decision to send extra troops to Europe to support NATO allies amid Russia posturing at the Ukraine border. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby from the lectern.
We remain focused on the evolving situation in Europe and Russia's actions on the Ukrainian border and in Belarus. As the Secretary said, the United States stands shoulder to shoulder with our NATO allies.
The Pentagon is reporting U.S. Special Forces conducted a successful counterterrorism mission against al-Qaeda targets in northwest Syria last night. There were no U.S. casualties. Local civilians in the area say the operation lasted about 2 hours and are claiming 13 people were killed, including women and children. The operation took place near the village of Atme, near the Turkish border. SpaceX successfully launched a classified payload into orbit for the U.S. government yesterday from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hey, Gary, we need that tax report by tomorrow. Hey, Bobby, give me that expenses.
For Hari's accounting firm, client growth is exponential.
I know we're a couple of accountants short.
He needs WhipSmart accountants at whiplash speed.
Hey, so why aren't these receivables matching up?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
As the United States sovereignty at the U.S.-Mexico border is in question, the current administration continues to allow illegal immigrants into the country, ignoring the Supreme Court's demand that Remain in Mexico policy be enforced.
Republican senators are ripping the Biden administration over the crisis along the U.S.-Mexico border.
This crisis at the border is a direct result of President Biden's policies, aided and abetted by Democrats here in Congress.
Wisconsin's Ron Johnson saying the United States has no idea how many drug traffickers and gangs are coming in. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A piece of space junk from a SpaceX rocket launched in 2015 is hurling towards the moon and is set to crash into the lunar surface on March 4th. The school bus sized part is a Falcon 9 rocket that launched from Florida. It's too far away from Earth and had too little fuel to return, so instead it's been yanked around by Earth and Moon's gravity in a chaotic orbit. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The leader of CNN that took it from a news network to an editorial outlet over 9 years, Jeff Zucker, resigned Wednesday after secretly having a relationship with a coworker. Former CNN commentator Jeff Lord on Fox News tells them what he knows about CNN.
I went back and dipped into Ted Turner's memoirs. He, the founder of CNN, and he quite specifically says in his memoirs that he thought the media of the day, and this is circa the late 1970s, was biased. He mentions Walter Cronkite specifically, and he said he wanted a just-the-facts, ma'am, kind of journalism. Jeff moved CNN in the exact opposite direction, and full disclosure, I obviously benefited from that. I was a commentator. I was a Trump guy on CNN, which, of course, led eventually to my dismissal. And thirdly, by the admissions of CNN's reliable sources, and Brian Stelter, and I find this very fascinating, no less than former anchor and fired anchor Chris Cuomo is out to burn CNN down to the ground. Wow, that's pretty incredible here. They've got a whole lot of problems over there, not the least of which is sort of sabotaging the image of the mainstream media as impartial.
It should be noted, CNN reported that it severed ties with commentator Jeffrey Lord in the summer of 2017 after he tweeted Sieg Heil at a liberal activist on Twitter. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.